Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, April 28th. Where was Bob Seger? The question during the NFL draft up there in Detroit. But moving into this 8 o'clock hour, we got something special for you up next. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning, I love the answer, I already know what you're going to say, to you folks in College Park.
College Park. You know,
go ahead and say it.
At the end of the runway.
There you go.
The end of the runway down in College Park.
Yeah.
See y'all down there.
Pardon?
Main Street, Virginia Avenue. It's College Park.
Yeah, shout out to them. And thank you for listening. Absolutely. This morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played that because, you know, in my house, Noel and others were talking about, yeah, you brought out Eminem, you brought out all these folks for the draft, all these Detroit folks, but where was Bob Seger?
Mm-hmm.
And then I sent you guys a picture yesterday. And he was there, he just wasn't singing. And maybe Bob doesn't like doing that, you know? You gonna hear me sing or come out there, you pay for it, which I could completely understand. You gotta wonder about the parties that took place up there of those Detroit natives. So maybe Seger had one, Mike Tirico had one, you know, people like Bart Scott and those folks on ESPN that played up there. It's just, the behind the scenes of events like that, those are the stories you wanna hear about. Now, she came back with that, not just for the Bob Seger part, but it gives me a chance to say, Axel Foley is coming out.
Yeah,
he will not let that get him and Harrison Ford will not take those in this case jacket, and Harrison with the fedora. Mm-hmm. He will not take those off.
How about that?
Because they know they will generate some money, and he don't look. I mean, Eddie Murphy has aged. You know, when you look at some of these actors who go back, come back and do some of these roles, it ain't too bad. He's done pretty good, but this movie. His daughter, he's worried about the life of his daughter, is threatened at a family reunion. So he hooks up with the two guys from the other movies, Taggart and Billy Rosewood, and go after him.
Yeah.
So that'll be out later on this year, but I want to throw that out there. All right. For those of you who don't know, we have a feature called They Got Next. We feature a 13-year-old or under who we give an opportunity to come on here and get started into this business. We would like you to produce a 1 minute to minute and a half sports report. We give you the platform, and then we give you a chance to do some shout-outs afterwards. We talk to the parents leading up to that Saturday. We like to try and do it at 8 o'clock on Saturday, then we'll replay it on Sunday, which we're about to. But if you would like to, let us know about a 13-year-old under who would like to be a part of this. You go to our website, 929thegame.com, and just click on contest, fill out the information, and we will be in touch with you. So yesterday's was very special. Because we had the last two were a couple 13-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
A little polished.
Yeah.
But each one of them from day one, going back to Selah Thomas, each one of them have been unique in their own way.
Absolutely.
And what you're about to hear is no different. But I will say that this participant now holds the record for the youngest They Got Next person we've had on here. So I want to thank, again, Kendra, his mother. And want to thank the entire family. And here you are, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it went yesterday with 6-year-old AJ Obata.
It's time for They Got Next.
Yay! Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the biz.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, it is 6-year-old AJ Obata.
Good morning, 92.9 The Game family. The first and second days of the 2024 NFL Draft took place in Detroit in front of the biggest crowd in draft history. As expected, Caleb Williams was selected first overall by the Chicago Bears. Marvin Harrison Jr. was the first wide receiver pick to go to the Arizona Cardinals in a move that shocked the city. In the world, the Falcons selected quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick. The Falcons started day 2 of the draft by moving up to take defensive tackle Rook with the 35th pick. Tune in today to see who the Falcons pick on the final day of the draft. This is AJ Obata with Sam and Greg on 92.9 The Game.
The dismount that these kids do is what cracks me up.
And so good.
He really was. Noel, I don't know if you got a chance to come on here yesterday. What did you think of AJ? If you have a second.
Oh, yeah, I was telling his mom when I was getting the rest of that information. Yeah, he was great yesterday.
Took him 2 days to put it together. And not that it was cumbersome. He wanted to wait and get the information from the draft.
Yeah, he just used the best 2 days. I understood, yeah.
Oh, man. So, again, I ain't saying nothing about the rest of you that have been on here, but this kid, he you know.
Sounded like
he got a longer runway than you guys, so you better step up your game because this kid sounded like he's ready to get a call, or Kendra, his mother's ready to get a call from some kind of network sometime soon.
I know it.
Isn't that the craziest thing, though? You see a lot more of that. You see it at the Super Bowl, like the events that lead up to it. They usually have kids interviewing the players.
Oh, yeah.
The big events. So, listen, we are right on board with this.
If I could see him being on the way to doing something like that.
Absolutely.
I really could.
Now, here's the thing. Are we passing up on being a management team?
Yeah.
I mean, this is my idea. Yeah. This is our idea.
Finder's fee.
Yeah,
we get a finder's fee. Right. For
parents,
these guys.
You know, I've been very nice to the parents, so yes, I hope that they remember Greg, Sam, and Greg when the folks call. Yeah. We'll watch your kid. We'll pull them aside. Sam will tell them everything they need to know about television.
We'll help them out. We'll get them ready.
We'll get them ready. Absolutely.
Very much.
We have some time here.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have Terrell Thomas coming up. We'll be talking NBA playoffs with him. He's probably got some opinions about
the draft. What we did mention last night was that we had no Boom Yakamakis.
We did not.
We did not have a Boom Yakamakis last night. And you know, it's pretty frustrating now because now we're winless in our last four for a team that started out with a lot of optimism. I mean, there were some injuries. We had some people that were banged up and still – You know, and Yorgos Yakamakis is back with the team. He's still not up to playing a full complement yet of the total match. I think the back end of this match, they played 11 on 10, and we couldn't score against a team that we kind of ran out the door when we played them here in the Benz a month ago. It's got to be really frustrating for Gonzalo Pineda. And everyone right now because you know the talent that's out there. They dominated possession. I think Chicago did not have one single shot on goal. They had not one single shot. Atlanta United had the ball and possessed the ball practically the entire match, but could not get a goal. And so you come back with 1 point, you know, you're not coming back empty-handed, and you still haven't gotten your first road win. Still haven't gotten one yet. You know, so, I mean, it was a frustrating evening, frustrating all, you know, and I could hear frustration in the voice of Mike Conti, the exasperation just calling the match and not being able to get some. There were some questionable calls with some officiating, too, last night. But, my goodness, you feel like you could overcome that when you're definitely playing at a caliber that's better than your opponent, but they're finding ways to not let you break through.
Well, so, I tried to find the frustration in Jason Longshore's voice, and we haven't heard back from him. I just reached out to him to see, because when I didn't know you were going to go down this rabbit hole, and that's fine, okay. Yeah. So let's see if we can get some clarity to your concerns from the guy who was next to Mike Conti.
Okay.
You know, but he must be.
We got somebody coming up later on that keeps an eye on it, too. I mean, he was busy up at Flowery Branch, but I'm sure he was keeping up with us, and that's Joe Patrick. Joe Patrick's going to join us later on.
He's going to have sparks coming off his heels.
He will. Me will.
He's going to have to earn his way back on our show, huh? We're going to make him talk about three topics.
We okay. will, because we know he's ready for it, you know. But that's a disappointment. Let's see if they can get things back in the right direction as they play at home next week.
I'm going to take a quick left turn here. But I mentioned something early in the show to you, talking about this particular day and the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And some of the things that have happened that have shaped, and mind you, I'm not thinking I'm talking way over the top here when I say what I'm about to tell you that happened on this day, not just the sports world, it affected, and I don't even have an answer how to finish that sentence, and I will tell you what it is, and maybe you can bring clarity to it, but you know what today is the anniversary of? And the perspective of you and I is absolutely different than the perspective of our producer.
Okay.
And that's because of age.
Okay.
But today was the day that Ali said no.
Okay.
Today was the day Muhammad Ali refused induction into the armed forces.
Okay.
And obviously, that had an effect immediately, but the long-term effect of that decision and how he was looked upon initially and then later on. For people from one end of this planet or one end of the circle to the other who would like to have the courage to do what he did after making it. It's one thing to have, you know, your what's the courage of your convictions when you're coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got a big old bank account, when you got all kinds of awards, when you had what he had in 1967, to say, no, I'm not doing that, and stand on principle. So this was the day that it happened.
You know what the other fallout from that was? The heavyweight division. And I saw a replay of the 15th round last night. Someone had posted on social media the 15th round of Larry Holmes against Ken Norton. 15 rounds, and these guys were pounding each other in 15. But you know what happened while Ali was away? That time, of course, he had the return bout here in Atlanta. The Alphabet Super Boxing kind of like kicked in.
Kicked in, yeah.
And you came back, and here's this other person that's a heavyweight. Here's this other person that's a title. And really, that's kind of when that kind of kicked in. And the heavyweight division suffers terribly because of it now. But it was during that time when we said, well, somebody else can be the champion. Well, he comes back. Well, he's the people's champion.
That's what he started calling himself, right.
And until he wins a version of it. Well, here's somebody else. Well, here's Jimmy Young. He got a version of it. Here's Joe Frazier.
Who just won an Olympic gold medal, too, because the next year, 68, he was at the Olympics.
So I'm just saying that's really where it kind of started. Mm-hmm. And then you add to it the pay-per-view, which before was the thing you go to the auditorium to watch it on the big screen.
Yeah, close circuit.
It's a close circuit that sometimes worked, sometimes it didn't.
And the person who took that to the next, it's just amazing to me when you say this out loud.
Yeah.
The person who did all that to the point to where we know it now, but back then it was in its embryo stages, but the guy who took it to that next level, who ended up promoting Ali Frazier 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Was sitting in jail.
Yep.
For the first one.
Isn't that amazing?
In jail.
Yeah.
Got out and did what he did and became who he became in Ollie's world. And then let's not sleep on Frazier Foreman.
Yep.
That one, too.
Absolutely.
Don King. Only in America. All right. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times. He is going to join us next. I think we have to give Terrell a new title, and I will tell you when we come back.
Okay.
I think you'll all like it.
New title.
A new title. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
All right.
You know, you got to call my agent if you're going to do stuff like that. You can't be just putting me out there. I got name, image, and likeness worked out here. You just can't put me on Facebook Live.
You
dang Skippy. I'm known to your folks and everything, but don't be turning no camera toward me.
So people can see what you
do. No. I don't know if everything's all together. I could be hanging out of orifices and zipper down.
You're very presentable. Presentable.
Banana stuff on the side of my cheek here.
You are presentable for public consumption.
Happy birthday, Jay Leno.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. 74 years old today.
Wow.
And Bruno Kirby, one of the best actors, period.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Bruno Kirby. I rest in peace. But that dude just cracks me up. And if you do. Good morning, Vietnam. Anyway, Terrell Thomas, who is now, he should be known as our nephew.
You think so?
I think that he is that to us.
You think he would want that?
Yeah. Okay. Who would not want to be a part of our family?
I don't know. He could be a
like that. I did that for him.
We call him
because we care about his kids like they're our grandbabies, right?
I know it.
And he sent me a picture of Mello, who's looking like to say, hey, kid.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen that.
You get that video?
Man. Yeah, he's ready, man.
He's just stepping on people and grinding, turning, taking a double to a triple and all that. Terrell, good morning, man.
Morning, man.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys today?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad I didn't talk to you yesterday I guess it would have been last. No, we talked to him last week. Did we talk to him last week?
No, we missed him last week.
We missed him last week.
No.
It was after that whole Embiid pulling that dude down because I thought he should have been thrown out the game. But they won the game. Philly, they got the win. But I knew you didn't want to hear that. But
I don't know what you're talking about.
See, that's what I'm saying, right? Right? Exactly. who do we have that at least, Belizean, at least will talk about Michigan?
Yeah.
You know, even though he hates him and he's a Michigan State dude, you won't even give any credibility, to the things that are going on against your team and what they're doing up there. Take a second and let's start there. We're going to get around the NBA and the playoffs. Terrell Thomas, these Urban Times, joining us here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What do you think of your 76ers right now?
I think today's game is a must-win situation for them. They'll play today at 1 o'clock. They'll get the playoffs Saturday started today. at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. And I will say the Knicks have looked very well in these first few games. I don't want to make any excuses for the Sixers. I did think they were put in an awkward situation in game two. And, you know, I hate when the NBA gives us those kind of, you know, what we should have done, these missed calls and such, because I think the Sixers would have won game two and then been up 2-1. But I hate in these scenarios to go woulda, shoulda, coulda. They lost the game. They were up 5 points with 28 seconds left and found a way to lose. So I was a bit frustrated with them in Madison Square Garden, but I was pleased to see and be. Now, that play honestly was a little –
It was dirty. Go on, say it. Man, just yeah. Move on.
Come on.
That was some home-cooking calls there. That dude should have been thrown out immediately.
I will say that definitely was something. And I'm not used to seeing Joel. I don't look at Joel Embiid at all as being a dirty player. There are times where he may whine on the court. I will say that, but I don't look at him as being a dirty player, so I was very surprised to see how that went down. But nevertheless, 50 points in a must-win game three, and I think it's the same scenario again, because you don't want to go back to New York down 3-1. New York is a very gritty team, a well-coached team, and they have a star on their side in Jalen Brunson. So I'm impressed with how good they've looked down the stretch without Julius Randle. But to answer your question, as you said, I want to see more from our role players for sure. And it's a must-win game for if they really want to get back into this series.
See what happens there, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. And he is social. You can always find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. All right, you talked about that matchup. Thoughts about Indianapolis and Milwaukee. Indianapolis home today. They're up 2-1 in this series. Milwaukee, a banged-up Milwaukee team. They're kind of hanging on Dame Lillard, and he's not healthy.
Yeah, very banged up. Of course, Giannis not being out there, and it's not looking like Dame Lillard's going to actually go today. So that could be trouble for Milwaukee. He re-injured. He had an ankle injury and a lower ligament injury as well. And he tried to play through game three. He was able to do that, but it's looking like he's going to miss game four. And Indiana's given the Bucks fits all season long. That's been one of the better matchups for me watching these games throughout the NBA, the 2023-24 season. Indiana's had Milwaukee's number with Giannis and Dame in the lineup. So with them being home today, Caitlin Clark was at the game three, kind of rooting the Pacers. This will be another interesting matchup. But I think Tyrese Haliburton, the gentleman who will be playing on Team USA this upcoming summer, he's a really great player. And I remember us all speaking about this around the trade deadline just when Siakam came over to the Pacers, we all said that, hey, this will be a dangerous team in the Eastern Conference when the playoffs roll around. They get a win tonight, I think they might find a way to knock out Milwaukee. So that's something to keep our eye on. But, yes, a very banged-up Milwaukee Bucks team. Doc Rivers has to find a way to get it done, or the narrative will continue. Can Doc really win those big games? So that'll be an interesting game to watch as well.
You know, Terrell, I don't know how much we think about back when we played the in-season tournament, which Indianapolis won. I mean, and this comes down to the thing about a team that wins that thing. Does this become a thing now? If you win it, you watch for that team in the back half of the season and in the playoffs, what they could potentially do?
That's actually well said. And it may be because given that scenario so early in the season, they kind of – it's not a playoff situation, of course, because they're one and done in a lot of situations for that actual tournament. But just still, the stakes are risen at that point. So when they get here in the playoffs, and it's a four-game scenario, I do think that actually could have been a great test for them, especially with them being a young team, a new team that's on coming up. And we have to give their coach, Rick Carlisle, a gentleman who just seems to always get it done as well.
That's true.
Got Lloyd Pierce on that coaching staff as well. So they have a lot of great basketball minds over there. But, yes, I think that's well said. That may be something to pay attention to moving forward.
Terrell Thomas joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I think the story of these playoffs will happen tonight. If what I believe will happen, youth is being served, Milwaukee and Phoenix. These guys, not only playing against their idols, because Ant-Man is going up against Kevin Durant, but let's say it out loud. Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker could get swept out of these playoffs tonight. That will be, in my mind, the story. And I don't care what he did in Golden State. You're going to have people holding their nose when they give praises in the Hall of Fame and everything that's going to Kevin Durant because of these two championships. But that's still got a funny taste in a whole lot of people's mouths, how he got them. But this and what's happened here on the top of what happened in with Brooklyn, How you feel about that, man, tonight, ending his season like that possibly?
Well, I'm going to take just a second and toot my horn for a moment, because throughout this season as well, when you gentlemen have asked me, you know, who do you have your eye on, who's the most interesting young player, we spoke on Shea in Oklahoma City, but I've always thrown out there, hey, we got to watch Minnesota, and Anthony Edwards is my favorite young player right now. He's just an electrifying talent. And that young man, he is just impressing me with each game. I see the growth in his game. Kevin Garnett was tweeting about how wonderful this young player is and how he's happy that he has, that Minnesota rather, has him leading their franchise right now. And I think that, I don't want to say it's their time, because they still are a very young team, but they have some veterans, and Michael Conley and Rudy Gobert sprinkled over there, where, and they have the sixth man of the year and Naz Reid. I think they actually, it's kind of tough to say. I think they may sweep Phoenix today. And
they may, I'll say it. They're going to sweep Phoenix tonight, and I think they can take Denver deep, because you talk about them being young. Yeah, no, I'm going to say it out loud here, because, see, when we have these teams that just sort of emerge, nobody saw Patrick Holmes in Kansas City when they got that first one doing what they did. Nobody thought Tom Brady in New England when they came down. Look at it. It took a field goal to start off that dynasty to win it for them. But when youth is served and they get to that championship, what's that old phrase, Sam? They're too dumb to know they're not supposed to be there.
Oh, you
right?
know what I mean?
And they get it done. So I have no problem with hitching my wagon to Minnesota going all the way.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not mad at that right there. I would love to see Anthony Edwards, George's own, get a ring. But it is – I was one. I also thought Kevin Durant should have never left Golden State. I mean, hey, when you have something working so well, don't let outside noise affect that. And since he's left Golden State, it's just kind of been downhill when we look at his tenure in Brooklyn and now his tenure with Phoenix. All-star teams, Kyrie and James Harden, they didn't get it done.
No.
And then you have Bradley Beal and Booker, and it doesn't appear – you know, I don't want to count them out until – the whistle is blown, you know, as they used to say in Rocky, get up, throw in the towel. I'm not going to throw in the towel for those young
another
men.
Another Philadelphia reference.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. You notice that, right?
More Philadelphia, right?
Put your money on Minnesota. You got the professionals, professional in Mike Conley. You got the best big man shooter in Kyle Anthony Towns. And then you got what's next as far as Anthony Edwards and a host of others around him.
Well, you say that, but you talk about the best big man. Those guys were on display last night with Denver against L.A. You know, and Lakers had to hold off elimination. AD had his best game of the playoffs. You know, if he did that each and every night, things might be a little bit differently. Yeah. But he brought it last night.
Yeah, I was impressed with the Lakers last night. I was impressed with Austin Reeves. Just that's them as a collective. I guess LeBron got in their ear and let them know, hey, we're not going out like this. There's no guarantee that, you know, we'll go and win four straight games, but we're not going out like this. And it was actually the Lakers' first time beating Denver in their last 12 matchups.
Yep.
The Nuggets were 12-0 against the Lakers in their last 12 matchups. So it was impressive last night. I will say that Crypto.com Arena was on fire. It was electric in that building yesterday. It seemed like the fans knew that they had to bring the energy yesterday. And I will tip my cap to AD. Because I feel like he's scrutinized a lot for not being consistent, but he is an all-world player. And as you mentioned, if he could do that every night, the Lakers would be so dangerous. But we just don't see that consistency from him.
Meanwhile, the other guy had a triple-double. And, I mean, he had a triple-double early. I think, like, by the end of the third quarter or something. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And it seems almost effortless, the stuff that he's able to do and impact the game. And, you know, was watching, checking it out last night.
Yeah.
You got 33 points, 14 assists, 14 rebounds, man. I mean, that's what you got to deal with, whoever it is. You can say Minnesota all you want to. You got to go through these folks.
I said they're going to take them deep. I didn't say they're going to beat them. I said they're going to take them deep. That's what I said. All right, check the tape.
Yeah.
But I was getting into D'Angelo Russell gave them that win that propelled the Lakers last night.
Yeah.
The way he looked after game three or during game three, that was you know there was a conversation loud in that Lakers locker room, and I doubt any coaching staff were in there. So that's what I'm looking at here. But I'll tell you, moving forward right now, I just want to ask you guys, and this is for both of you, because we look at this one series with Oklahoma City, and you wonder what could be. This was the year we thought we were going to see Zion Williamson. And the times we saw him, that dude was special. But now, again, the same thing. He's not there. And so I wonder, how do you talk about this dude's career so far and the player he is? Terrell, start with you.
He's one of those great mysteries, in my opinion, because we have seen flashes of him being a phenomenal player. There were times where folks were talking about him being overweight. It seems as though he's got that under control. He's looked very bulky, muscular, strong, and athletic over these last few months. But the story of his career thus far has been injuries. And it kind of reminds me, quite honestly, of Joel Embiid, not to be a homer again. But early in his career, he was hurt often when the Sixers were going through the process and such. And it looked to be, hey, would this be a guy who only had a 4 or 5 year NBA career? So with Zion, and we see where Joel is at now, being an MVP and looking some way to get his team past the second round for the first time ever. But I kind of see that with Zion as well, a gentleman who early in his career injuries have plagued him. But I don't believe that the book is written on him yet. Now, I do believe the Pelicans will be swept, and we may see a new roster in the NBA over the next few years. I think Brandon Ingram is going to be out of there. But I do believe that the best is still yet to come for Zion. I don't know if it'll be in a Pelicans uniform. Maybe it'll be the Hawks. But the best is yet to come for that young man.
But talk about him, though, and that's a name that's missing that you thought would be there, along with Ja Morant, two names that are missing off this Olympic team that we figured may have been there. We talk about the changing of the guard in the league. We're missing that this time around because I think they both would be in that conversation.
You got to make it quick, Terrell. Noel's giving us
music. Yeah, I think both of those young men will have an opportunity moving forward, but I'm surprised Kyrie Irving's not on that team, to keep it funky with you. We don't see Uncle Drew right there. I think he should be in the lineup before Zion and Ja, but I think, again, they're young men, so they'll still have time to make Team USA moving forward.
And the kids doing all right?
Yeah, they're doing wonderful. You see, Melo had a phenomenal game yesterday, fielding getting better, hitting getting better. Sayla will be graduating in about 2 weeks for eighth grade, going
Ooh.
To high school.
You hear that?
Look at it. See, we proud time. Grandparents.
I know it, man. They just growing, doing all kind of wonderful things. She's gonna be asking for the car keys for you.
No. Somebody gonna be knocking on his door, taking her to prom. That's the one. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. He ain't ready for that yet.
Yeah, don't rush it. Don't rush it. Don't rush it.
Hey, excuse me. Is Shayla home?
Yeah.
Can she come?
No. We got the bow and arrows ready.
Whoa. They won't even hear it coming.
No, that's right. All right, Terrell, man. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Take care, man.
Tell the kids y'all we said hello.
Have a great week.
All right, now.
I certainly will.
There you go. Got a fresh batch of casting call opportunities where you can grab some money in front of and behind the camera. Up next, Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
All used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Watch Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 28th day of April. This is the, well, I had Noel play this because there is an actual need on the casting call this week.
Yeah.
Well, it's also a good song, but also country western music musicians.
Okay.
There is a need. The first one you're going to see up on the casting call.
What particular instrument?
No, don't make a difference. Well, there is.
It's country, you got to have steel guitar.
They don't say that. They don't look, they ain't looking for that.
That's a country music instrument. I guess you can play anything you want to play on.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you could play some jazz on it if you wanted to, but you know.
Funny, you should bring that up. I'll get to that in just a second, Ms. Crenshaw. You just teed that up right there.
When you said country, I thought of country music instruments, either banjos or
well, that's the traditional ones.
Well,
that's old country.
Well, no, you can play with new country.
Hey, Noel, she's sitting there smiling. You know we got a country western fan right there, so she'll tell you.
What's wrong with steel guitar?
Again, ain't
absolutely
nothing wrong.
Nothing.
Nothing wrong with them.
In the background, I love music.
We could go down to Montego Bay and hear some steel guitar too.
Okay,
it's not all associated with country music. So I was just saying that the instruments you named are traditional country. I'm saying country now is just, it's wild out. It's got all kinds of stuff.
It does, but you always going to find that steel guitar and that fiddle somewhere.
There you go.
See, you didn't mention the fiddle.
I mean, the fiddle.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah.
I'd have been with you with the fiddle.
You and Charlie Daniels.
Exactly.
That dude grabbed me once at Center Stage Theater. I told that story. He grabbed me, put his arm around me, and I never forget it.
One of the best concerts I ever seen.
Charlie Daniels, man?
Just him entertaining and working a stage. The guy could work a stage, and he played about 4 or 5 different instruments. I mean, everybody knows for the violin, he could play guitar, play violin, play piano, and just would go back and forth across that stage. I mean, you like entertainers in whatever type of genre you like that really get into it and really work you know what I mean, and get the crowd into it and know what they're doing.
Right.
That guy's a showman.
I think you just teed up the song we're going to end the segment with, and Noelle's looking for a Charlie Daniels song.
Really?
So I think she is.
All right.
All right. Having said that, getting back to the country music musicians, Central Casting has got a TV show, and it's called an exciting TV series. That's what they wrote. Anyway, here's the deal. You'll see it on the breakdown. You go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You can also go to Get Cast with Greg on X. You can see it there. They need country western music members, band members, to portray a house band. Now, you don't have to be an actual band, but if you are one, submit your whole band.
Now, when you submit, take the picture, how should you dress up?
They don't say that. Because, again, they're going to dress you how they want you in the scene. You don't get to choose wardrobe if you get hired.
But you shouldn't dress in the character.
Again, they want to hear the musicianship. They don't care about what kind of, you know, what's that thing that tied? It's
bolo
not a tie.
They don't care what
kind of bolo tie you got on.
Rhinestones.
Again, you're doing the traditional country, man. This ain't about it. It's 2024.
No Porter Wagner.
Porter Wagner. I take his partner.
Really? Right? Right?
I take his partner.
I'll be saying.
So anyway, they need Central Casting is looking for
you didn't think that, you know?
No, I absolutely did because I was reading the breakdown.
Because all you talk about sending a photo, you know, and what?
Yeah, you're gonna send a photo of the actual band. You guys, however you play, you take a picture how you play because that's what they want. They want real.
But you have to dress up like Hank Williams.
Well, if you don't play Hank Williams music and you don't want to look like you're not doing a Hank Williams impression of him, no, I would not dress up like him because that would be pandering.
Okay.
They'd be thinking, you know, it's like the person, it's like the woman who put her picture up down there by Tyler Perry Studios saying, I'm an actress. Here's my phone number. Come find me. Remember that woman?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was
how much she pay for that billboard?
I know. I think she got one job and that was the end of it.
Yeah, okay.
So, again, trying to finish this breakdown. They're looking for talented musicians,
mm-hmm.
any ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
This will fall into your wheelhouse. Cowboy types.
Cowboy types.
Cowboy types who are country western musicians, or if you are a country western band, they're going to play the house band in this particular series.
So you do want to dress up a certain way.
No. You don't want to dress up. They're going to dress you how they want you. This is about being seen and being heard. Experienced guitar, bass, drummers, keyboard players especially.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And so that's the first one. We ain't got time for the other eight.
The other eight? There's eight.
No. We got Rose Locke is doing Laws of Toughness.
Okay.
I can say that I've been blessed again.
Okay.
And I'll just leave it at that.
All right.
I will be a part of this project.
Outstanding.
I found out. Laws of Toughness.
Yeah.
That is the, I think, working title right now, but it's a Naked Gun reboot. It's not about the Naked Gun part. It's working with Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
So he's going to be doing this.
And there's some extra cash involved in this, right?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. Well, you get fitted. This is the thing. This is the business of show business. If they ask you, even extras, if they ask you to take part of your day out to go to a location and get fitted for this role, they're going to pay you. So there's a $50 fitting bump. When that will take place, to be determined, but it's going to shoot on May 15th. So again, you'll see Laws of Toughness. They need kind of portly guys, but here's what they really need. Any guys with big mustaches. They need the Tom Selleck's out there. They need the Carl Weathers out there.
Okay.
They need those folks who are known for their big mustaches. So, again, you'll see this under Laws of Toughness, Rose Locke Casting. Also, long-haired guys to play criminals. And you mentioned jazz earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So just like the country western musicians, they need a real jazz band or individuals who play jazz music. If my boy wasn't in Chicago, I'd have Ray down here in a second.
You need an upright bass?
If you play an upright bass, you get up there like Ray Brown.
That's the coolest.
You don't know nothing about Ray Brown, do you?
Yeah, I do know about Ray Brown.
Okay.
Man.
You do some Ray Brown, you're good to go.
Bass, man, that's the coolest instrument. And they never look at the instrument.
No, and it's fretless.
Yeah, but they're playing it, and they're looking back. They're looking out there. They're nodding at the girl on the table. But, you know, upright bass, too. That's a cool dude, man.
That's going to shoot in June. So you got plenty of time to get those out there. There'll be a $50 fitting bump for that. Destination Casting, there's a new movie, One Spoon of Chocolate. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of needs for that one. Everything from cops to EMTs, churchgoers. Hilton Casting. Now, this is a good one. This is Grosse Pointe Garden Society. This is an NBC pilot.
Okay.
There's a couple specialty needs where they need kids. One's going to be a photo double. One will be the younger version of one of the stars.
Okay.
So you'll see those on there. And, of course, all kids have to have that certificate from the Georgia Department of Labor, all minors. And I have the link that will take you there. You fill out the information.
This is coming up soon.
Yeah, you want to get to these from Hilton Casting ASAP, like next week.
Yeah.
Young Zach, you're going to have young Zoe, and let's not forget let's not forget Noelle, P-Valley.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We got P-Valley on there for Hilton Casting, still looking for background talent.
That's going to be going on for, wow, that's going on for a while.
Yeah, it is. Now.
So, I mean, if you get to this, could you be doing stuff all that time or what?
It depends. Everything's sort of an open-ended situation when it comes to extras because, A, it depends on your availability.
Yep.
A, it depends on their needs. One of the things I watched over these last couple times I've been on set with Tyler Perry, because he shoots a lot more than most. I'll just leave it at that. So throughout the course of that particular day, you're going through a number of scenes.
Very nice way you put that.
Very, very rapidly. Okay? So, actually, I think that's redundant. You say rapidly. I'm watching these extras, and let's say they start the day shooting this particular scene, and I see them dressed a certain way. I'll see them a couple hours later, and they're dressed in something else.
Okay.
And then a couple hours after that, they're wearing the same thing they wear when the day started.
Mm.
Because there's no rhyme or reason why things are shot a certain way, or if it's the scene goes from, you know, late afternoon into the evening.
Right.
So you got to get, you got to put that dress on. Got to go put that suit back on.
Right.
And I did that when I did it a little bit when I was learning how extras work. So again, to your point, it depends on the situation. It depends on the, sometimes they'll take you, you were hired to be in this particular scene. They had some folks who had to leave or they had too many, whatever, not enough. They will ask you, hey, you want to stick around and be in this? So once you get under the big top, there's a number of things that could happen that could alter how you're used other than how you are actually hired.
Okay.
When it's an extra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't do anything else when you're hired as a principal, but extra stuff, it could be a number of things. And let me just throw this out there. There's a male photo double needed. This is also a minor role, but this is going to be on Stranger Things.
Okay.
All right. Casting Taylor Made needs a, again, want to get this right, 9 to 18 years old. Actually 17, to be honest with you, but there's going to be possibly they'll stretch it depending on how the kid looks, how the person looks. But all minors, again, got to have that certificate from the Department of Labor.
Put these kids to work.
Yes. They're getting ready to get out of school.
Put them to work.
Height, 4'8". Weight, 90 pounds. So those are some of the specs that you will see. Again, this is under Casting TaylorMade. So these are some of the new job opportunities. Shauna Fitzpatrick, still looking for those of you in the advertising world that want to win about $25,000. There is a need for you. It's called The Right Pitch. That's broken down there. And, of course, divorce court. Reaching out to those of you that have problems in your relationship and want to put your business on blast. They need actual couples who want to be a part of the TV show Divorce Court. And after those in front of the camera, I walk you through how to find the jobs behind the camera. You got any questions about this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And, of course, again, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on X and 929thegame.com/casting call is how you reach me via email.
There you go.
There you go. Happy birthdays. Speaking of actors, Lionel Barrymore.
Okay.
The great grandfather of Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, right.
So if it weren't for him, it wouldn't be her talk show. James Monroe. Want to take a stab at who that is? Noel, you know who James Monroe is? This I actually literally had to, you know. I kind of knew, but I was that kind of, I actually got an F in this in school and then had to turn around and learn it because I didn't think it was important. But
he's a president, isn't he?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the fifth president.
I was about to say, top 10 president.
We had a test and I just didn't even pay attention. I didn't care about the list and I flunked it. And then I had to go back and do it again. So I had to learn. So I think this is where it breaks off for me at number five.
Number five.
I think I'm good with the top five. How about you guys? Can you do the top five? Just curious.
No, off the top of my head, no.
You can do number one. You can do George Washington.
Of course, I can do one.
And I remember John Adams. What's his face
Jefferson
made that movie
Thomas,
about him?
Thomas Jefferson.
He's number three.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we just hit four.
And, no, we hit five.
No, that was five.
Five.
We hit five. Number four. You want to take a shot at that? Same first name.
Okay.
Madison.
I was about to say, James Madison, yeah.
There you go.
There we go. Yep.
But like I said, it's cool. When this first came out, I was like, I don't know, president?
Also a heck of a university, the Dukes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right, coming up, we are, again, this. I want to thank you. You've got a special guest coming up next, Sam.
Yeah, we do. Looking forward to it. Of course, it was draft day yesterday, and we're looking forward to hearing from someone who had their number call, name call from the area, and he's going to play on the West Coast, but he's going to get a chance to come back and play here in town against our Atlanta Falcons. Kamani Vidal, a graduate of Marietta High School, played at Troy University, drafted by the Chargers. We're going to find out how that phone call from Coach Harbaugh went. Really,
did you have to learn the Michigan fight song?
I don't know what I doubt that, but I mean the thing of it going out to West Coast. Has he been to the West Coast? I think he's going to like it. The West
Coast. He's going to be at that stadium too.
Absolutely, absolutely,
oh, man.
Yeah, he's going to be out there. What a time to be a part of that team, and he's going to get to play here. And he comes from a fantastic family here in the area, so they're all very proud of him. All were there with him yesterday, so looking forward to talking to him at the top of the hour.
Who's the LA athlete who you'd want to meet first if you were him?
Right now, if I'm going out there,
is it LeBron? Is that an easy one?
LeBron or Mookie Betts or Otani.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, one of them dudes got real deep pockets.
Well, he's not going out there with a cap, a bucket in his hand. He's going to say hello. They can buy lunch, but I mean, anyway, it is Sam and Greg heading to the 9 o'clock hour. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Saturday and Sunday mornings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.